Despite some less than ideal weather, the annual Canada Day parade brought some smiles to the faces of residents at Sandy Cove Acres this morning. It was raining lightly at the parade's departure point, but organizer Dorothy King finally gave everyone the green light, signaling town crier Steve Travers and his assistant, Devante Nunes, to make the announcement to get the parade underway. Many residents were lining the streets, sitting in chairs under umbrellas, waving as each float passed. Almost everyone was wearing red and white colors to celebrate the nation's birthday. Many young children passed out Canadian flags to people watching from the sidewalk. The floats included the Sandy Cove Veterans Social Club, a South Simcoe police cruiser, local MPP Andrea Kanjan, a Happy Birthday Canada minicar, a Bubbles and Troubles car with occupants blowing big bubbles. The Gingy Girl golf cart was busy handing out candy to those who watched from the sidewalks. In addition was the Men's Sandy Cove Glee Club, the train pulling cars with locals, Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan and Cowan Ken Fowler were also part of the parade and festivities. While nobody was quite sure how long the Canada Day parade has been happening, many said they thought it began in the mid to late 1980s. It is a tradition that not even rainy weather was going to spoil.